Hello, this is Vonette Wright, and you're tuned into The Hand That You've Been Dealt. Today, we're going to discuss, do people really change? Now, I can remember when I was younger, I always saw the potential in people. I always wanted to give people a second chance, a third, and a fourth. You get the picture. I expected people would change just because I thought they should be or feel a certain way. But at that point in my life, I hadn't yet learned that everyone is on their own path, and sometimes their souls and ways were just not in alignment with mine. Now, if you're currently in a relationship, dating, married, in a business relationship, breaking up, or divorce, or in the process of divorce, you probably know what I'm talking about. I know that you're thinking, but people can change. They can. They can be what I envision for them. This is unequivocally true, but they will not change for you. They will not change within your time frame. And you both have lives to live. So go live your life. If this person, a friend, a family, a loved one, business partner, wants to be in your life, they will find the will to do the things that they have to do in order to qualify for your definition of healthy. Just remember, this is not on them. This is on you. Now, if you find that your life has moved into a space that doesn't include them any longer, wish them well. If you come back together and find that you mesh just right, invite them back in and continue the relationship. It's your path to navigate. Now, I'm going to share with you a real experience, my experience. And I really thought that this person was going to change. I was married, and I was married for a very long time, and I saw the red flags in the behavior. In my case, it was infidelity, lies, and poor communication. I felt that they would apologize, and they would get past, and we would get past the situation, and they learned their lesson, and they would change. Better yet, I felt it wouldn't happen again. Well, I was wrong. And I can remember a statement that my ex made. He said, well, the light bulb went off, and I'm no longer going to do the things that I used to do. Well, note to self, and this comes from Maya Angelou. When people show you who they are, believe them the first time. Now, this was probably one of the hardest pieces of advice I ever had to try to follow. But it's a sage advice. When someone really shows you and tells you who they are, take them for their word. If someone you're dating or you're in a relationship or you're in a business relationship with cheats on you or does something that just doesn't add up, you have to say to yourself, this isn't for me. And when someone tells you that they have nothing to give or they just can't do it or this is not what they're feeling, you have to believe them. Now, we're going to take a break in about 30 seconds, and I'm going to come back with some other strategies and some techniques that you can follow to understand that people really do not change. So we'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Vonette Wright, and this is The Hand That You've Been Dealt.
Hey, this is Sydney Chandler-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us. every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Hi, welcome back. This is Vonette Wright, and this is The Hand That You've Been Dealt. We're talking about, do people really change? Now, I just shared with you my experience that I went through with my ex, and it ended in divorce, and the lesson that I learned from that. But here's one of the things that I want to share with you. People know themselves far better than you know them. This is not to say that people can't change down the road, because they can, but it has to be something that they're willing to do. And it doesn't mean that when they're saying, I'm not who I am right now, or I'm not ready to do it now, doesn't mean that they're a bad person. You just can't expect them to be someone else. And when you do this, it leaves you in an empowering position. When you look at someone for who they are, and not for who you want them to be, you can decide if this is a healthy or unhealthy force in your life. Because let's face it, we all deserve to have healthy surroundings. If someone tells you over and over, I'm not ready, or I'm not feeling this, you have some heavy decisions to make. Now, I know we want to believe that if we just do this, or if we just do that, I know I felt that way. I felt that if I just did more, if I made more money, if I, you know, changed the furniture around, that this person was going to change. But he really didn't. So we can't put those expectations on someone else. Because the change is not about them. The change is about you. I know that sounds kind of strange. It's not about them changing, because this is their behavior. This is their way. And change is really something that we struggle with a lot of the time. And the reason why we struggle is because that means we have to now do something different. The change is really about growth. That person may not change who they are. In my case, my ex had a problem with infidelity. He had a problem with poor communication. Didn't mean he wasn't a good person, but that was his behavior. And I expected that if he got it, and if I did this, or if I changed, he was going to change. And that really wasn't the case. Again, as Maya Angelou says, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Now, I don't wish that relationship that I went through on anyone, but I do hope that you will look for the lessons from the bad times or the unhealthy experiences in your own life. It is from those that we learn the most. And if I had taken a moment to believe that this person, when he first showed me he wasn't ready or he wasn't going to do the right things, I would have never gone through some of the things that I went through. Now, I learned that lesson already, and I don't have a perfect navigator in this area, but I won't allow that kind of uncertainty in my life again in any capacity. I believe people, when they show you who they are, decide if they're going to help you or keep you from moving forward. Go with your gut. It is truly a person's best friend. And I'll leave you with this. People don't fall out of love. They just take constant steps backwards away from it. And people don't change. They just reveal their real selves over time. And I like that. So I was like, I really want to say that again. People don't change. They just reveal their real selves over time. So as I always say, before I leave, I want you to take care of yourself and take care of others. But I always leave you with, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. This is Vaudette Wright, and this is the hand that you've been dealt. We'll talk again next Friday at 4 p.m. Take care of yourself.